Vande Nantad Bhutaishvaryam Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram Yasye Chaya Tat Swarupam Agyenapi Nirupyate. I guess there's no purport, so I'm just going to read the translation. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories of Lord Nityananda, all glories of Advaita Acharya, and all glories of all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have described the glories of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in 6 verses. Now in the next 5 verses I shall describe the glories of Lord Nityananda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord, the original form of Godhead. And his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Svangsa. And the forms that have been limited potencies, the living entities, are called Bibinangsa. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he exists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Purport. Balaram is a Svangsa expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Lord Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Lord Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Shesha Naga, and the Vishnus who lie in the Karna Ocean, Garbhadak Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and the Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Purport. Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the 7th in the first 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the glories of both Lord Krishna and Lord Nityananda are explained. But the emphasis is on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, then the glories of Lord Nityananda are emphasized. But here, the book that Srila Prabhupada gave us is standard. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita. And here as one of the main branch of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the glories of Lord Nityananda are explained in this chapter. And one of his glories is that he is not only the first expansion of Krishna as Balaram, but he's also the source of all incarnations, including the super soul within our heart. So it's not that Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda are far away from us. There's no one closer to us than Lord Nityananda in the form of the super soul. Now, the super soul happens to be Krishna. He's not just, you know, poor old super soul stuck in everyone's heart and, you know, can't come out. That's what the demons said about him. But actually, the Antaryami, the super soul, is anything he wants to be. He's Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example of the judge. The judge is in the high court And everyone calls him Your Honor the Judge. And he has a certain uniform on, and he has certain etiquette that's followed in relationship to him. He has a certain activities. He awards one person a huge amount of money, and he condemns someone else to death. But he's aloof. Now, when he goes home at night, he takes off his judge's uniform. His wife and children bring him slippers and a robe, and they call him John. And he has different activities. He plays with his children. He talks with his wife. Now, if the children came to the courtroom, he probably, during a trial, he probably wouldn't start playing with the children in his uniform as a judge. And similarly, when he goes home at night and puts on his dress as John, his robes and his slippers, he probably won't condemn his wife and children to death. We hope not. Because he's in a different mood. He's in a different... He looks differently, has a different name, but he's exactly the same person. Similarly, in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells us that the Shiksha Guru Ke Te Jani Krishna Swarup Antaryami Bhakta Shvesta Eduri Rup. That one should know that Krishna is manifested as the Shiksha Guru. Shiksha Guru Ke Ta Krishna, Jani Krishna Swarup. And how is he manifested? Antaryami Bhakta Shresta Eduri Rup. He's manifested as the Super Soul in our heart and as the best of the devotees, Bhakta Shresta. One who's completely in touch with the Super Soul, with Lord Nityananda, then he is also Krishna Swarup. So, there are two types of instructing gurus, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes here to give instructions, just like he came as Krishna, not only to dance with the gopis, not only to kill the demons, but he came here to give us instructions, so that we can one day, we can dance maybe with him. And who knows, we might even get into a past when we can also kill the demons. We never know for sure. Depends what your rasa is. Sometimes even the coward boys, when Lord Nityananda was here, he would take the coward boys out. And sometimes just for their pastimes, he'd change the hills into Ravana and the Rakshasas. And the coward boys would be changed into monkeys. And there would be a big battle in Navadvip between the Rakshashas and the monkeys. And then after the battle was done, then the monkeys changed back into the coward boys again, and the Rakshashas became hills. So that's possible. You get a little excited. You become a devotee of Lord Nityananda. You can engage in so many different pastimes. Krishna doesn't make it boring at all. As a matter of fact, when Lord Nityananda was in Eka Chakra, Adai Pandit was his father and Padmavati was his mother, that he was a very dear child for everyone in the village in Eka Chakra. But he had a propensity, especially he liked to play the part of Lakshman in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And he was really good at it. No one was better than Lord Nityananda. Somehow or another, they were always marveling. He didn't go to school for acting, yet he plays the part perfectly as Lakshman. So much so that one time they were playing the part of when Indrajit threw an arrow at Lakshman. It was a very special arrow that pierced Lakshman, and he fell down unconscious. It was a special arrow given to him by Lord Brahma, which was infallible. So Lakshman had to honor it. And then they heard that Hanuman, if you go to the special mountain, then there is these herbs, Sanjeevan herbs, that are Himalayan. So if you go, if you can find that mountain, you can let me know. There are special herbs on there that can cure anything. Yes? It's in the Himalayas. What's that? Oh, okay. Have you ever had any of their herbs?
I didn't eat it at the time.
You know which Kaviraj is selling them? Oh, okay. Well, it's good.
Yeah, but that's you talk to people, and they say this one girl out of the all seven is the one that fell from the top. And Hanuman was carrying it, the broke off, and that became one of the seven. That was the Satara. The Satara means seven.
Oh, okay. Because when Lord Nityananda, when Lakshman was bitten by the serpent, actually, and eventually Hanuman got the hill, but he could only tell the hill because the plants were effulgent. So I don't know if these plants on this particular mountain are effulgent, so you can see them at night. If they are, then we definitely go there and collect a few herbs for our take back home. In any case, so they were playing that part because Hanuman picked up the hill. Hanuman went to the mountain, picked it in the Himalayas, flew there. There was pastimes on the way down there. And then he picked up the hill and brought it back, and there were pastimes on the way back. And then they just put the herb in front of Lakshman's nose, and he came back to life again. So Lord Nityananda is playing the part of Lakshman. One of his friends took an arrow. I'm injured it. You know, he shot the arrow, supposedly. The flower hit Lord Nityananda. He fell down unconscious. And everyone thought, wow, he's really a good actor. And they said, all right, Nitai, it's time for the play to end. You know, time to go home. And he was just completely unconscious. And they couldn't figure it out. The cowboys were crying. You know, Nitai, wake up. It's just a play. So one man was passing by and told him, and he said, well, I got an idea. One of you pretend that you're Hanuman, and that you say, I'm Hanuman, I'm going to the mountain, I'm going to bring back the Sanjeev herbs. And he said, one of the cowboys said, I'm Hanuman, I'm going, and I'm flying to the mountain. Now I got the herbs, I'm coming back with the herbs. They are the herbs, and they put the herbs, some herbs, maybe some grass, in front of Lord Nityananda's nose, and immediately woke up. What happened? Let's go and get that Indrajit, Ravana. Somehow or another, even Krishna Balaram, we used to play Lakshman and Hanuman at their pastimes. They're very special pastimes, even for Krishna Balaram, or Lord Nityananda especially, he liked to play the pastimes of Ramachandra and Lakshman. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was especially a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but his inspiration to write Chaitanya Charitamrita was coming from Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the second half of Lord Chaitanya. But in this world, as we'll find out in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some people have faith, for instance, in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they had no faith in Advaitacharya. And in the chapter on Lord Advaitacharya, we'll find out that Lord Advaitacharya doesn't appreciate people who have faith in him but don't have faith in Lord Chaitanya. On the other hand, there are people who have faith in Lord Nityananda, but they have no faith in Lord Chaitanya. And there are people who have faith in Lord Chaitanya, but they have no faith in Lord Nityananda. So such a person was the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. The brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he had hired one priest to do the offerings. And when they were doing the offerings, there was one Nityananda Ram who came to visit. And when he came to visit, the priest completely neglected him because he thought, well, this is just, you know, Nityananda. So many people are coming. So big deal, Nityananda. Who's he? So he didn't stop the aarti. He didn't greet Lord Nityananda. And Lord, he didn't greet Shriniketana Ramdas because he thought, well, it's just a devotee of some ordinary person. Big deal, you know. I'm a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What do I care about Shriniketana Ramdas? So Shriniketana Ramdas wasn't impressed at all. As a matter of fact, he became angry. And he said, here's a second Ramaharshan. Because he was insulted that my Lord Nityananda is being insulted because this person is neglecting his devotee. So he broke his flute and then went away. Now when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother heard about this, the offense made by his pujari, he took the side of the pujari. And when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard that his brother had taken the side of the pujari, he told his brother that your logic is like accepting half of a hen. The idea is that there's part of the hen that gives gold, very nice part, and there's part of the hen that eats. Now, if we can cut the hen in half and just have the part that gives the gold, we won't have to feed it. It'll even more profit. So similarly, you're accepting one half of the body, which is Lord Chaitanya, and neglecting the other half, which is Lord Nityananda, is the logic of accepting half a hen. There will be no good for you. So that night, Lord Nityananda appeared in Krishnadas Kaviraj's dream in a very beautiful bluish dress, just like he has on today. For his birthday, I guess they put on a blue dress for him. He likes blue, because Balaram is always, he usually wears blue. And he was holding a flute in his hand, and he was surrounded by cowherd boys who were singing his glories. And he pointed to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and said, go to Vrindavan, and there you'll find all success. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was completely in ecstasy. He woke up the next morning and immediately started for Vrindavan. He didn't have to pack his bags and get his health certificate or whatever. He just immediately went to Vrindavan without even thinking about it. And there, of course, in Vrindavan is where he wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he got the inspiration from the one different devotees, especially the pujari, the Govinda temple. When he went there and prayed, should I write Chaitanya Charitamrita? The deity in the temple dropped the garland and the pujari came and gave it to him to confirm that this is what you should be doing. Writing about the later pastimes, especially of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In any case, Lord Nityananda Ram is very dear to us. He's so very close to us. He's eternally with us. Krishna didn't want to come with us to the material world because he always is in Goloka Vrindavan. Therefore, he expanded himself as Lord Nityananda, who expands himself in such a way as it accompanies us in 8,400,000 species of life. And he's the second bird, like two birds in one tree. One bird is eating the fruits of the tree, and the other one is just watching, making the arrangements so the second bird can actually live in the material world and hopefully turn its face to Krishna. Now, Lord Nityananda, as Balaram, especially, he takes on different forms to serve Krishna. The form of his shoes, the form of his bedding, his sacred thread. Balaram expands himself. It's not that. In different forms to serve Krishna. And similarly, Lord Nityananda has come in different forms to serve the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's non-different. Just like when it was time for Vyas Puj, then there is a big ceremony for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Vyas Puj. And when Lord Nityananda went to put the garland on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned into Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda Mahajan was putting the garland on himself. There are very tricky pastimes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Sometimes Mother Sachi, Lord Nityananda was very dear to her. She accepted him as a second son. And she would always feed him. So one time Lord Nityananda said, "Where is the prasad? I'm hungry." And she said, "All I have is some cakes." And she brought them to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, I can't remember this past time, so I think he threw them out the window. And then she said, "Well, that's all I have." And then Lord Nityananda brought them back, but they were a little dusty. One time, Malati, the wife of Srivas Thakura, was worshipping the deities, and one crow came and stole a bell. And she began to cry, "Oh, my husband will be so angry. She'll be so angry." And Lord Nityananda came and said, "Why are you crying?" She said, "This crow came and stole my bell, and my husband's going to be, completely angry." So he said, "No problem." So he called the crow. The crow came and said, and dropped the bell right at her feet. And then she said, "Oh, you're God. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Malati said that. And Nityananda said, "No," acting as a little child, started to run after trying to touch Malati's feet. So we cannot imagine the mentality of Lord Nityananda. He acted as sometimes as a little child and sometimes as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One time there was one thief, because Lord Nityananda is an avaduta in his pastimes, especially in Navadvipa. Sometimes he'd go up to ladies, girls, and say, "I'd like to marry you." And sometimes he'd dive into the river Ganges and he'd swim and chase after the crocodiles. So he's quite unpredictable. And we know, for instance, in the famous pastime, I'll just tell a couple more pastimes. The famous pastime of when Lord Nityananda was told with Haridas Thakura, "You should go door to door and tell people to chant Hare Krishna, specifically Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika." And Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakura would go every door to door. And as soon as people would come out, they'd say, "Bolo Krishna." Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakura would roll on the ground. And they'd say, "Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. Chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions." And some of the householders, they welcomed them and said, "Oh, Mahajans, please come and we'll give you some prasadam and, how can we serve you?" Others say, These two people are dacoits. They're thieves. They're coming here on pretext of telling us to chant Hare Krishna, but actually, as soon as we open the door, they're looking in to see what we have here, so later on they can come and steal it. So they got a different reaction. Not everyone said, "Oh, it's Lord Nityananda, it's Balaram, the super soul of my heart. Oh, let me surrender." No, they said, you guys are rascals. this vagabond Lord Chaitanya you're representing him. Get out of here before we call the police. In any case, one time Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were walking on the road and they saw two dacoits, two Brahmins, but were completely drunk and engaged in all kinds of fighting with each other. And Lord Nityananda said, "Who are these people?" to Haridas Thakur. And he said, "Oh, that is Jagai and Madhai. They're the worst rascals that have ever lived. There's no sin that these two brothers haven't committed." So Lord Nityananda thought, well, this is great. This is the perfect candidate for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That if somehow or another we can convert these rascals into becoming devotees, then there won't be any limit to the glories of Lord, how much Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified. So immediately they went up to him. Lord Nityananda went up. Haridas Thakur is always a little bit more cautious than Lord Nityananda. And he said, "My dear brothers, oh bhai," bhai in Bengali, "oh bhai, please chant Hare Krishna." And one brother turned to the other and said, "Who is this guy? Why is he interfering with us?" And they said, I think these guys are just, you know, some kind of crazy people. I think we should kill them." So immediately they started to run. They went to Lord Nityananda to try to break him in half. And Haridas Thakur said, "My God, let's get out of here." So they started to run. And the brothers were running after them to try to catch up to them so they could kill them. And Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur was turning to Lord Nityananda while they were running and said, "You're always getting me into trouble. Due to your association, you know, I'm always in difficulty." And Lord Nityananda said, "Don't blame me. This is, you know, I'm just carrying out the orders of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If there's any complaints, tell him about it." And they kept on running and running and running. Finally, the brothers got tired, and they ran around in circles, and Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur escaped. But the next day, again, they saw the two brothers. And Lord Nityananda just had this idea, this plan in mind. He's going to deliver them. Talk about determined. Lord Nityananda was exhibiting great determination. So again, he went up to the brothers and said, "My dear brothers, chant Hare Krishna, please. There's no one more merciful in this world than Lord Chaitanya. Please chant these names of Krishna." So one brother turned to the other and said, "This guy's back again. He didn't learn his lesson. This time we are going to kill him." So he picked up an earthen pot and threw a piece of it at Lord Nityananda and hit him on the head, and he started to bleed. Meanwhile, news got back to Lord Chaitanya that one of the brothers, this Jagai Madhai, had attacked Lord Nityananda, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came running with his Sudarsan Chakra to cut off their heads. And the Sudarsan Chakra was in the air. And of course, one of the brothers before that, I guess it was Jagai, told Madhai, "You know, don't, you know, this person, he's an avaduta. You know, what are we going to get if we kill him? You know, what value is killing him? He's just, you know, he's a crazy guy. Just leave him alone." So he tried to stop Jagai Madhai from harming Lord Nityananda. So meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya comes with his Sudarsan Chakra, and the two brothers see it, you know, in the air, and they realize, "I think we've just made a mistake." And they try to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, "We're sorry, you know, we didn't really mean to do it." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have to surrender to Lord Nityananda, or else there is no being sorry." So they immediately surrendered to Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda was saying, "You know, my Lord, you know, take them as your servitors. You know, they actually belong to me, but I'm giving them to you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave them and told them that if you agree not to any more commit sinful activities, then I forgive you, and you should surrender to Lord Nityananda. So immediately they took shelter of Lord Nityananda in great ecstasy and began rolling on the ground. And they became great devotees. Now later on, Yamaraj was traveling in the air and he saw the whole thing. And he said, what was the sinful activities that these two men had actually performed? So his assistant of Yamaraj, he said, well, actually I have many, many assistants. And we've been writing down since their birth all their sinful activities. And it's filling up huge volumes of books. And we take the books and we throw them into bottomless pits. But then the pits get filled up. We have to find other bottomless pits to throw these books into. He said there's no end to their sinful activities. But just by chanting Hare Krishna, now they become free from all their sinful activities. So when Yamaraj heard this, he began to roll on the ground in ecstasy. He was so much overwhelmed. And then all the demigods started Sankirtan, chanting the holy names, and rolling on the ground in ecstasy also, hearing the glories of the holy name and the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda was one day, because he's an avaduta, he was dressed all in gold and jewels, doing Sankirtan. Now you can imagine if you went out doing Harinam, even here in Ljubljana, covered with gold and jewels. The police might arrest you and confiscate all your gold and jewels, and then you might get them back, you might not get them back. In any case, some thief would probably come along if they knew how valuable the jewels and gold were, and you might get into trouble. So, still, Avaduta, Lord Nityananda was out traveling, doing Harinam with his associates, covered with jewels and gold, and there was one thief, head of the thieves, and saw that, and said to his other fellow thieves, by the mercy of Durga, Ma, then she's put all the jewels and all the gold in one place for us. So he said, now is our perfect opportunity. So he gathered all the thieves, his band of thieves, and they surrounded the house of Lord Nityananda at night. First of all, before that they did Durga Puja. They offered meat and wine to Durga and did their ritual, sharpened their swords so when they could attack the house of Lord Nityananda, then everything would be perfect and they gained all these gold and jewels and their life would be reset, materialistic life for now on. But the time came, midnight, because they generally thieves, they like to attack when there's no moon. So there's no moon and they were about to attack and all of them fell asleep. They woke up the next morning. They said, what happened? Did anyone attack the house? I said, no, you were asleep. Well, you were also, what were you doing? You were also asleep. We were all asleep. And the head thief said, no, don't worry, there's plenty of time. We can get him another night. So they waited for the next new moon night. They sharpened their swords again, did their puj to Durga, got ready. And they were just about to attack the house, and they saw these huge guards walking back and forth with clubs and swords. Any one of those guards could have killed all the dacoits very easily. And they were walking back and forth chanting the holy name. So they said, well, this is not a good time. I think we better come back later. So another new night came. The same rituals were done. And the thieves thought, all right, now is the time to attack Lord Nityananda. So sure enough, they lined up, no guards. They were all awake. And they went to attack. Unfortunately for them, they became blinded. And some of them fell into a moat and were stung by vicious scorpions and were crying out in pain. Others stumbled into these bushes full of thorns and got entangled and were crying out of pain. The head thief also became blinded and couldn't see anything. But then suddenly he got vision. And as soon as he started to think, my God, this person is not ordinary. This Nityananda, he must be God. Indra also pounded them with what do they call those things?
Hailstorms.
And they were suffering, and there was freezing cold. All the different thieves were completely miserable. And then the head thief started to think there must be something special about this Nityananda. He must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, by the mercy of Krishna, then I've gotten this understanding. And as soon as he got that understanding, then immediately his vision returned. And he went into the house without a sword or anything and fell down. And all of Lord Nityananda's associates said, who is this guy? And they said, well, this is a thief. This is the head of all the thieves in the community. They said, oh, he's come here to attack us. And Lord Nityananda said, no, take this thief and bring him to me. So they picked up the thief, brought him, and Lord Nityananda put his lotus feet on his head. And he became completely ecstatic, was rolling on the ground in ecstasy, explained exactly what happened. All the other thieves, they got their vision back and fled. And this thief became a great devotee of Lord Nityananda and went all over Bengal, converting the other thieves into devotees of Krishna. So our movement accepts all kinds of people. If you have the potency of Lord Nityananda, you can do amazing things. But there are probably better target audiences for now, right now. Hopefully. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Of course, even in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said that if, as usual, if an Antashesha with his millions of heads were expressing the glories of Lord Nityananda perpetually, day and night, for time immemorial, there'd be no end to Lord Nityananda's glories. So we're just getting a little tiny fragment of Lord Nityananda's glories. Well, maybe not even that. Anything else? It doesn't say what happened to him, as far as I know.
It says Lord Nityananda's brother fell down.
Yeah, he fell down.
But it doesn't say anything about the Jachari, does it?
The Bajari. Well, the Bajari, you know. It wasn't too auspicious for him. Could you imagine someone like on the level of Shiniketan or Ramdas come and you just neglect him?
You know, he was a Navaduta.
Yeah, he was climbing, he was... Always, his eyes were always filled with tears of ecstasy. Mm-hmm. He would go on people's backs and hit them with his flute. Yeah. He was, you know, if you saw someone on his caliber and you thought he was an ordinary person, or you thought he was crazy, then you'd be quite unfortunate. I mean, it's on the same level, if one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's or Lord Nityananda's associates. I mean, Lord Nityananda's associates were such that when they were really in ecstasy, when they were playing as coward boys, they'd be so ecstatic they'd go and hug trees and uproot them. And some of them would float on the branches of trees in their ecstasy during their playing. So these are not ordinary persons that you want to neglect or offend. All right, thank you very much. Shri Nityananda Ram Ki Jai, Nityananda Trayodasi Mahahotsava Ki Jai.